second half, Coach. It was definitely a tale of two halves there for you guys. What is it, the magic number of 22.5, and then you get over 30 points in the second half, second straight game?
I asked him right after the game, I said, you know, I'm asking an honest question. What did you do differently? What were you thinking differently? And they just said, we don't know. We just made a few more baskets, and they said, was this more fun? I said, yes, it is fun. Yes, I agree.
And somehow you guys found, I mean, it was a frustrating second quarter in a way. Yes, you got to the foul line a lot. You had 8 of 10 or 11 in the second quarter at the foul line. But no field goals in the second quarter. Southwestern Heights only had one, yet you added to your lead. I mean, that's bizarre.
You know, I mean, you always have to play with adversity, and there's going to be quarters where you struggle. But, you know, when you get those chances at the free throw line, you got to capitalize. And we haven't always been able to do that, and we did today, so I'm proud of that.
How about the game of Macy Price? She's kind of had that. It's been close all along, and then she kind of she took over when she was on the court there. She had a little foul trouble, but she took over, and, boy, she was very dominant, probably her most dominant game. Had to be close to a double-double with the points and assists.
And I'm going to be honest, she can do even more. She really can. And I think she's still trying to find her identity on the team. I've had some individual conversations with the girls over Christmas break, and I would like her to shoot it even more, honestly. But she is a true point guard, and true point guards want to pass it first, score second. And that is fine, but when you're left wide open, go ahead and shoot it. And so she did, and she banked a three in tonight, and then she kind of looked at me, and I didn't care. So what goes in? So what do I need to complain about?
But absolutely.
I was proud of her.
And then you had Emily Smith, our first time coming off the bench this year, and she responded very well with that. 9 points for her, and she was in the right place in the right time there.
Yes, and, you know, we're just trying to get her some confidence and just show her that she absolutely should be a contributor for us, and she just seemed more relaxed tonight, and that's what I need, because she's been pretty tense. It seems like there was a lot of pressure on her, and I don't want pressure to be on her. I just want her to come in and play and contribute.
Well, you take a look at the other side of things on defense. Your defensive play, I think, was pretty good tonight. You guys were the taller team, and you had to deal with the Jennings girl in that first quarter. She had 9 points, and that was it for the rest of the night. But how about the play on their senior, Diana Gomez? She came in averaging 15 points. She only had 1 point, and that was in the fourth quarter.
You know, we really wanted to put a lot of pressure on these girls from the very beginning. When I saw them on film, I thought that was something that we could use as a strong point and an advantage. But to me, it wasn't really the guards that hurt us as much as their post players did. And we made a few adjustments at halftime because we wanted to front those girls instead of play behind. That was the initial plan before, just because our height difference. But they're pretty strong post players, so I just didn't even want them to get it.
Well, you guys are 3-3. You've won 3 road games this year, 3 in a row for the first time in, I think, 7 years.
Wow.
And now you come home on Friday, a rare home game for you in the month of January, only 2 home games. But it's also against a 3-3 Ulysses team, and this could be a pretty fun game on Friday night with Ulysses.
Right. I mean, they are a team, I think, who has improved quite a bit within the last year. We played them in the summer in Summer League, and we split with them. They're a young team. They're a really young team, and so they're getting a lot of confidence, a lot of momentum, but hopefully we can play as a veteran team and not as rookies.
All right, once again, Coach Sarah McCormick joining us here as we wrap up our girls' portion of our broadcast. Lady Beavers winning a road one, a big one, 57-34. Congratulations, Coach. Enjoy it. We'll talk to you later on the week.
All right, thanks, Adam.